And you know, it amazes me again how many saved people would talk about they can't see, they can't hear, they getting old, they broke. I'm talking about these saved people that know the word. They kids bad. Do I need to keep going? I hate my job. These people don't treat me right. Man, I've never seen a generation that glorifies having haters so much. Oh, all my haters. Where all my haters at? I got haters. Therese ain't even confessed that, man. That's dumb. Amen. I got favor. Amen. Amen. Confess it. Confess it. Amen. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened. So he said, whenever this thing seizes this young boy, he said, it throws him down, he foams at the mouth, he grinds his teeth, and he becomes rigid. So he asked the disciples to drive it out, but they couldn't. Now, chapter 6, verse 6, same book, Mark. Now, Jesus gave the disciples authority. I'm going to read it. Listen to what he said. He said, now, he was going around the villages in a circuit teaching, and he summoned the 12, and he began to send them out in pairs, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits. Jump to verse 13, or verse 12. So they went out and preached that the people should repent, verse 13, and they were driving out many demons, anointing many sick people with oil, and healing them. All right, go back to verse 9. Chapter 9. So Jesus gave them authority over what? The unclean spirit. So what happened? If they was doing it then, why couldn't they do it now? Now they was out laying hands on people, getting people healed, casting out devils. But all of a sudden, when they got to this young boy, what happened? Why do they get in doubt and unbelief? I'm going to tell you what the devil does. He does. You're going to see this clear tonight. He'll do it to you every time. When you believe in God for something, this is what the enemy does. He puts on a show so big. Now, the Bible says plainly now, he said, it threw the boy down. He foamed at the mouth. He started grinding his teeth. He became rigid. And they got scared. They, wait a minute. I ain't never seen nothing like this before. How many times you believe in God for a bill, and all of a sudden the devil put something in your mind, it ain't gonna happen this time. And you catch a hold to what he put in your mind, or that thought, you catch hold to it. It'll get you in unbelief. It'll get you into doubt. And that will kill your faith every single time. The devil put on the show, that little boy, that demon made that little boy put on the show. Them disciples, they never seen anything like that. Ugh, he was doing all kinds of stuff hanging out his mouth, and he grind his teeth real bad. Now, Paris, when she go to sleep, she grinds her teeth when she's sleeping. It's creepy. I'm like, ooh, baby, stop that. I can't hardly take it. Now you think about that. You stand there looking at somebody, and they just grinding their teeth, and they just crunching, and they body all stiff and green stuff coming out their mouth, and they doing all kind of stuff. They got scared. I'm telling you, when the devil does that, all you got to do is stand. Therese Jones is a witness. All you got to do is stand. Amen? Amen. Now we're gonna see what Jesus did. Now Jesus said, you unbelieving generation, how long will I be with you? How long must I put up with you? He said, bring the boy to me. So they brought him to him, and when the spirit saw Jesus, now watch this, immediately he began to convulse the boy, and he fell to the ground and rolled around on the ground and foamed at the mouth. Did Jesus get scared? Jesus said, how long has this been happening? Jesus asked the father, he said, from the childhood. He said, many times they tried to throw him into the fire and the water to destroy him. He said, but if you can do anything, Jesus, have compassion on us and help us, Jesus. Jesus said, hold on. He said, if you can believe. Now, see, you got to understand, it's already done for you and me. It ain't on him no more. Amen. It's not on Jesus. It's not on God. Amen. What did he say? He said, if you can believe. Jesus stopped him real quick. He said, Jesus, if you can do anything, help us, Jesus. Have compassion on us. Jesus said, He said, if you can. He said, everything is possible to the one that believes. Now, when that thing saw Jesus, he put on a show, an even bigger show. The Bible said he began to convulse. I can just see all kind of stuff and rolling on the ground. I'm talking about he was showing out. Would Jesus move? No. He wouldn't move. He wouldn't move. He was not moved at all. In your life, how many times you believe in God for something? And here come the devil. He gonna put on this big show. He gonna make that little thing look so big. It's the worst thing in the world. Somebody talking about you, your kids acting, your body hurting. He blows it up as big as he can. He put on a show. It's just like that boy rolling on the ground and spitting and foaming and convulsing and all that kind of stuff. It ain't nothing but a show. Jesus stood there, and Jesus said, he immediately the father of the boy cried out. He said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw the crowds was rapidly coming together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, he said, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never come into him again." He said that thing came out shrieking and convulsing him violently. He was still trying to get Jesus in doubt and unbelief. Still trying to be, I mean, all kind of crazy stuff. Probably start breakdancing. All kind of stuff, trying to get Jesus in doubt and unbelief. But Jesus wasn't going. He wasn't going for it, amen? And then the boy became like a corpse, and many said the boy was dead, but Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up.